Well, good morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Welcome.
欢迎。
Everybody, looks like you braved it through the snow and cold this morning.
看起来大家都为了今天早上能够突破这些重重雪障，花了很多体力。
Congratulations.
恭喜你们来到这里。
That's always the fun thing about winter. You never know what to expect, whether it's gonna, you know, be slippery out or whether you'll be okay. But I'm just thankful that we can be here today to worship God.
这就是在这边的冬天有很多未知的时候。很多时候我们也许会有很滑的路况，或是会下雪。但是我们特别感谢神，我们今天都可以来到这里一起来敬拜他。
How many of you are ready?
你们当中有多少人已经准备好了？
How many of you woke up this morning and said, I'm ready to sit down in a chair and open up God's Word together?
有多少人今天早上起来就在想，我已经准备好了，我今天要打开神的话语。
Because sometimes when we come into church, we need to get ourselves ready.
很多时候我们来教会，我们其实要让我们的心预备好。
We need to be ready to receive, so we have open hands to receive what God is going to teach us today.
我们要能够打开我们的心，这样我们才可以让神要教导我们的进到我们里面。
But if we're not ready, it'll just go over our heads.
如果我们自己没有预备好，那神的话语就只会从我们的左耳进右耳出。
Well, if you're here for the first time, my name is Pastor Chuck. I am the English and Generation Pastor here at GLCAC.
那如果你是第一次来到我们当中的话，在这边牧师做了一个自我介绍，他是我们的英文以及新世代牧师。
And so I want to just welcome you and thank you for being here together with us today.
那牧师要特别欢迎每一位来到我们当中，然后今天跟我们在一起。
I also want to thank you all for your prayers.
牧师也特别谢谢大家，为他代祷。
For those of you who don't know, we had some family health issues with my parents over the winter break.
那当中可能有些弟兄姐妹还不知道，在过去的这段寒假的过程当中。牧师他们一家就是有，就是他的父母有健康上的一些状况。
You know, my mother has been battling cancer for the past few years, and she thankfully, thanks to God, finished her last chemo treatment back in October.
那大家也许知道，牧师的妈妈在过去的这几年时间是在跟癌症来对抗。那感谢神，在去年的十月，她接受了就是最后的化疗的最后一个疗程。
And so the night before we left for our trip to go spend Christmas with our family, we got the news that my dad was diagnosed with lymphoma.
那就在他们十二月要出发去，就是跟他们父母过圣诞节的那个，我前一天晚上，他们收到消息是他的爸爸被诊断有淋巴癌。
And so because of that, we had to extend our trip a little bit longer than we thought to meet with the doctors, visit the hospital, anda lot of meetings last week that we had to go to for this.
那也因此他们就是必须把他们的这个探访的时间拉长，然后要跟很多的医生来会面，然后要来计划接下来的疗程。
So we're thankful that we knew we had a church family back home that was praying and checking in and stuff like that. So thank you for that.
牧师特别感谢我们的教会大家庭为他们一家来祷告。
My parents are both very, you know, about the situation. They're like, we trust God. God's got this. You know, we know where we're going. If this, you know, if he decides to take us, you know, with this. And so it's just a very encouraging testimony to see their faith in the midst of this trial.
那牧师的父母，他们其实对于得到癌症这件事情，他们的心态是很开放的。他们是知道他们说他们认识神，也知道他们之后要往哪里去。一切在主手中，如果主要接他们回天家，他们也可以接受。所以在这过程当中，他们见证到了就是很鼓舞人心的这样美好的见证。
So all that to say, we thank you for your prayers.
那总之就是牧师非常感谢每一位付上为他们付上祷告的代价。
And if you can continue to pray for their healing along with my family, that would be very great and encouraging. So thank you.
也请弟兄姐妹，如果可以继续为牧师他们一家，然后他的父母的健康，然后与疾病的抗争的过程来祷告，也谢谢大家付上祷告代价。
And I also want to say thank you to our church leadership, our Caring Church family, and then our youth leaders as well. We had to switch things around a little bit with the schedule and teaching schedule and preaching schedule. So thank you for being so flexible and allowing us to stay for a few more days on the East Coast.
牧师也非常感谢教会执掌的同工、弟兄姐妹，还有包括在、青少年团 的领导，还有每一位弟兄姐妹愿意配合，然后因为这个 延长的这个假期，延长的这个探访，所以有很多的、事情必须调动，但是弟兄姐妹愿意帮忙，然后所以可以、事情都可以完成。
And、so I was originally on the schedule last week.To preach for our joint service, but because of all the busyness of doctors' meetings and stuff like that, the hospital with my parents, it was very great that Brother Gui took that time last Sunday to preach because I would have no time to prepare.
Chuck 牧师原本预定是要在上一周要来证道，但是就是因为父母的健康的这个状况，他们跟医生的这些会面，以至于他上一周没办法来得及来预备。那也感谢神愿意让贵传道、就是愿意来、在上周能够在联合敬拜当中能够证道，那让这一周 Chuck 牧师可以在这一周再来证道。
And so last week, if you look on the screen, you're like, oh, 2 Corinthians 10. Last week we were in 2 Corinthians 11, and that's just because of the schedule change. You know, we're just trying to stay on schedule. So that's why we're in chapter 10 today.
那大家可能会看到上一周的证道的、经文是在哥林多后书的第十一章，但这一周我们又回到第十章，那是就是因为之前的这个、证道的顺序的调动。
So before we get into things, let's pray. Let's pray together. Let's get our hearts in the right place, and let's ask God to be here with us.
那在我们开始证道之前，我们一起来祷告，求神帮助我们的心能够在正确的地方。
God, we thank you for bringing us here today.
神，我们感谢你今天可以带我们到这里来。
Thank you for the safety of those who have arrived.
谢谢你让我们平安到达。
And so, Lord, we ask today that you would be here with us.
主，我们祈求你今天与我们同在。
That Holy Spirit, your word would be elevated. What you want us to know today and hear today and learn today will be elevated.
主，我们祷告，求你的圣灵，你的话语被高举，让我们听到、学到你要我们所学到的。
God, would you help us to grow closer to you because of the time we spend in your word today?
主也帮助我们彼此可以更靠近，因着我们在你话语上来学习。
Would you help us to grow closer to each other because of what we've learned from your word today as well?
就保守我们可以更彼此更靠近，与你更靠近，也彼此更靠近。
We thank you for all that you're doing in each of us and in us together as a church.
我们也感谢你在我们生命中的作为，以及在我们教会当中的作为。
So would you help us to have open minds, open hands to receive your word?
主，求你保守我们，打开我们的心，打开我们的手背，让我们来、领受你的话语。
In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen.
Mighty in God,
神伟大的神或者神的大能。
That phrase right there, "Mighty in God," is not saying that I am mighty.
我们当我们提到就是神的大能，并不是在说我们自己大有能力。
But because my relationship with the God of the universe, we can do mighty things.
那是因为我们与神建立关系，因为我们认识神，我们可以在神的里面大有能力。
And that's a hard thought to grasp sometimes.
这个想法可能、并不是很容易就可以来理解或领会。
Because if I was to look at my own skills, my own abilities, sure, I could try to do some cool things and it most likely would work out. But I also believe I cannot do them perfectly.
因为很多时候当我们看自己的能力，看自己的技巧，也许很多事情我们想做，我们可以做到，但是我们也承认我们自己没办法把它做得很完美。
I could put all of my efforts into being a good person.
我可以花尽我自己最大的努力来成为一个好人。
Maybe put those efforts into being an expert in the field that I am working in.
我可以花很多的努力，让我在我所追求的这个领域当中成为专家。
Or attaining all the human knowledge that is possible.
或是我可以极尽我的所能来追求人的智慧的最高端。
Or even being good at sports or a hobby.
我也可能在运动或者在一些嗜好兴趣当中可以做得很好。
And I could look around the globe and begin to compare, well, you know, that person looks like they're a good person, and that, oh, you know, that person just did that, so they're not, you know, very good. And we can start to look around and compare ourselves to each other.
那我们也可能会开始看着我们周遭的人，我们开始来做一些比较。也许这个人 看起来做得还不错，那个人因为做了什么，他就不是那么好。
And sure, we can be better at things than other people, but we will always find...Someone who is better at something or better at being a good person than me.
我们当然，我们很多时候可以找到我们觉得自己做的比别人好的地方，但是当我们再仔细一看，也会发现，那边也会有一个很做的比我还好的人，或是可以 always 总是可以找到做的比自己好的人。
And we as people can do some great things to help change this world for right now.
那我们很多时候也可以做很多的事情来帮助这个世界，来改变这个世界。
There have been people in the past who have invented things or done things that made it so much more easy and comfortable and convenient to live today.
在过去有很多很厉害的人，他们发明了一些东西、一些事情，可以帮助我们在我们生活当中过得更舒适、更方便。
But when we think about eternity,
但是当我们来思考永生。
A lot of that stuff doesn't go with us.
那所有的一切都没办法跟我们一起进入到永恒里面。
The other day, I'm sorry, if I talk about my kids too much, I'm sorry, but that's part of my life, a big part of my life. So I'm going to talk about my kids.
牧师他要用他的孩子，他跟他孩子的互动来做例子，那他也跟大家道歉，如果大家觉得他正道里面常常提到他的孩子，那没办法，因为这是他的生活，那也是他的经历，所以他要跟大家来分享。
Because God is not only, you know, using me to teach them, He's also using them to teach me at the same time.
因为神不只是使用牧师来教导他的孩子，神也透过他的孩子们来教导牧师。
So typically on a given weekday morning,I wake up, Sarah wakes up, we get the kids ready for school.
那通常在一周当中，他们早上起床，他跟他的太太早上起床会来预备孩子上学。
And I have 10 minutes in the morning to try to encourage my kids and pray with them in the morning before their day starts.
那他有十分钟左右的时间可以来预备他的孩子们，跟他们一起祷告，来帮助他们开始他们的一天。
And so on our drive to school is when I have that opportunity.
那就是在他开车送孩子去上学的过的这个路途当中，就是他的机会。
And so we either listen to the Bible read or listen to a little devotional. But the other day, there was a passage, Jeremiah 17:7, that popped on the screen.
那他们通常会看或是听一些灵修的经文，在路上，然后。有一天他们听到了看到的经文是耶利米书第17:7。
Now, just so you're aware, I'm not driving and reading the Bible. It is playing audibly for me.
就是跟大家澄清一下，牧师并不是一边开车一边看经文，他是用那个听的经文是用播出来的。
Because I know one of the youth later will be like, Chuck, you read and drive?
因为他知道可能会有些青少年觉得牧师你刚刚说你在边看书边开车。
But we listen to Jeremiah 17:7 and it says this.
他们听到就是经文是耶利米书17:7说到。
But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord whose confidence is in him.
依靠耶和华以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。
And I start to ask my kids, because it was a short verse, we got that done in like 10 seconds. So I start to ask my kids a few questions.
那节经文只花了10秒钟，那他就开始问他的孩子们一些问题。
So I started out like this. Can you put your complete trust in?
他的问题的开始是这样，你可以在哪些事情上完全的来信靠呢？
Now of course I had explained the trust thing and stuff like that a little bit, but for illustration's sake, can you put your complete trust in people?
那他的第一个问题就是，你可以来完全信靠或依靠人吗？
And they said, no, people can do things that are mean.
那他的孩子回答说，不能完全信靠人，因为有的人会做一些很刻薄的事情。
And I was like, you're right, but they also don't do things perfectly. And I gave him a little illustration about how the other day I had to say sorry to my kids because I made a mistake.
那牧师说，没错，有的人很刻薄，但重点是没有一个人是完美的。他也举例说，他有时候也要跟他的小孩子来道歉。
So I was like, there's an example. We're not perfect. No one's perfect.
所以就是这是一个例子，就是没有一个人是完美的。
So then I said, houses. What about houses?
那我们可以来完全信靠房子吗？
And they said, no, they fall apart, just like when our roof was leaking a few months ago. And I was like, yes.
他的小孩回答说，我们不能完全来依靠我们住的房子，房子就像我们家前几天漏水。
You know, it's nice sometimes you can have like a natural waterfall in your house.
大家想，其实换一个角度来看，有时候发现房子里面有天然的水瀑布也是蛮好的。
It's not fun when you walk up the steps and you step with your sock in the wet water.
但是当你在看这个瀑布的时候，当你走下去，发现你的穿着袜子踩在湿湿的地毯上的时候，就不是那么好玩了。
That got fixed. It's okay now.
那个屋顶已经修好了。
So we're in the car, and there's a lot of cars around us, and sometimes some really nice cars pass by us.So I said, well, what about cars?
那当时他们正在开车，也有时候会看到一些很好的车子从他们旁边经过，所以牧师就问他孩子们，那我们可以完全的来依靠车子吗？
And they said no, because they have to start, they start to have problems. And I was like, you're so wise, they do start to have problems.
所以他孩子们说不行，因为车子有时候也会有出现问题。
And then I said, well, what about the earth, the planet?Can we put our trust in this planet? It's been here for a long time. Can we trust this planet?
那牧师就问，那我们可以完全信靠这个，就是地球我们所住的这个行星吗？这个地球在这边已经这么久了，我们可以信靠吧？
And so they said no, because there are those things that happen that break up the ground. And I was like, well, do you mean earthquakes? And they're like, yeah, earthquakes. And then they're like, and there's tsunamis. And I was like, okay, you're right.
所以他的小孩子们回答说不行，因为会有东西让地震动会破掉。那牧师就说，你说的是地震吗？他们说对，就是地震，有时候会有海啸。
So then we just proceeded to talk about how we can't depend on people. Can we love people? Can we put some trust in people and care for them and stuff? Yes. But are people always going to be dependable? And I said, will daddy and mommy always be here? And they said, no.But we can love others, we can confide in others, trust others, and build relationships, yes.
所以牧师他继续跟小孩子们来讨论这个问题。是的，有时候我们是可以来依靠，或是来靠着别人，跟别人建立关系，来彼此相爱，但是没有一个人是完美的。然后包括他的举例就是他跟他的太太不会一直生存在这个世界上。
What about houses and cars and stuff like that? They're a blessing. God gave this to us as a blessing, and so we can use them, we can get around conveniently, but they're a blessing, but they will not last. We cannot put our trust in that.
就像房子跟车子，是的，他们都很好，是神给我们的祝福，我们可以住在里面，可以开着车来到处走走，但是他们都会有坏掉，都会有毁坏的一天，我们没办法完全的永远的来依靠他们。
And so I asked them, I was like, well, what about the earth? I was like, in Indiana, we don't live by the water, so tsunamis can't really get us unless it's a really big one. And they're like, but daddy, we do have earthquakes here. And I was like, actually, you're right, we do. But we just don't feel them as much as the coastal regions.
那就像我们住在那地球，来看地球好了，我们住在印第安纳，我们这边离海很远，所以不会有海啸，除非是真的很大的海啸。那这边是不是就可以比较值得信靠？那孩子们就有提到说，这边还是会有地震。是的，就是虽然我们不常感受到地震，但其实还是有的。
But that conversation is so important to have because as people, we put our trust in these things very often.
这个是一个很重要的一个话题，就是很多时候我们身为人，我们把我们的信靠完全的放在这些短暂的事情上。
But when we really look around the world, we see people have done some horrible things. People disappoint. People, you know, don't live any longer. People get sick. We can see that this, you know, in people, we fall apart around this world. We see the decay of the result of sin.
所以当我们 环绕这世界，我们可以看到，就是人当然没办法活得长久，而且可能当中会有征战，会有一些败坏，或是人可能有做很坏的事情。然后会有疾病等等的，然后就是可以看到这种种的一切的不幸，在人看来不好的东西，其实都是罪带来的结果。
So just like this verse says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. And then it goes on further to say whose confidence is in him. We don't just trust him, but our confidence, our mighty God, our confidence is in him.
就像这里经文提到的，我们要来倚靠耶和华，而且不只是如此，我们更是要以耶和华为可靠的。我们的信心要在他 要寄托在他那里。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it's perfect.
因为神是完美的。
And we're not.
但我们不是。
He's everlasting.
他是永存到永恒的。
And this life for us is not.
但是我们在世上的生命不是永恒的。
We have a mighty God that we should be trusting in.
我们有一个全能的神，我们要来信靠他。
And he is incomparable to anything or anyone we will find on this earth.
并且他是全能的，而且他是在这个世界上我们能找到任何一切事情所没办法来比较，他是无与伦比的。
And so when we talk to my kids about what's going on with my parents, they can see, wow, life is short.
所以牧师就跟他孩子们有提到牧师的父母的健康的这个状况，所以他们也可以体会到人生是短暂的。
But we get to share with them, thank God that Jesus came.
但是他也可以跟他孩子们，他也跟他们孩子们就是分享，感谢神，耶稣来到世上。
Praise God because he died in our place as sinners.
我们感谢赞美神，因为他死在十字架上，为我们这些罪人，承受我们的罪，死在十字架上。
And that he rose again, giving us the ability to have life with him in eternity.
然后他三日后复活，然后把永生赐给我们，让我们可以跟他一起在永恒里面同在。
And that he offers it to anyone who calls upon his name.
而且他把这样的救赎赐给每一个人，让每一个愿意回应他的人都可以得到。
Our trust and confidence needs to be in him.
我们的信靠，我们的信心必须要在建立在神身上。
Now getting to our passage in 2 Corinthians.
那我们来看一下哥林多后书第十章。
If you've not noticed, Paul is constantly having to correct this church.
如果你们还没有注意到的话，请注意，其实保罗就是这个书的作者，必须要对这个教会不断的来指正他们。
And he's not doing it because he hates them or is annoyed with them. He's doing it because he has a love for them and cares for them.
那他来指正这个教会，并不是因为他讨厌或者是看不惯这个教会，而是因为他爱这个教会，所以要来教导他们。
But there were people present in that church.Who were thought to not be believers, and they were causing an uprising in the church and causing people to lose their trust in Paul and those who worked with him.
那当时在那个教会当中，有一些其实并不是信主的人，他们在制造一些麻烦，制造对立，然后要引导当时这个教会来不相信或是远离保罗及他的同工。
And they were teaching things that were different than Scripture.
那他们教导一些跟圣经相违背的东西。
And their fleshly motives were coming out and being exposed as Paul was writing these letters to the people.
那他们其实是那些属世属血气的动机是很明显可以看出来的，所以保罗写书信来指正他们。
So in this ridicule that he's receiving from the people because of the influence of the people who are trying to divide.Because he points this out. He wants them to understand that God should be in the spotlight. And he is the why and the reason for doing anything.
那因为在当时这个教会所发生的这样的事情，就是有这些书写器的人，他们在搅乱这个教会，造成动乱，然后有一些不好的教导，所以保罗写信来鼓励这个教会，指正这个教会，也告诉他们最重要是要把要求他们要定睛，最重要的关键是要定睛仰望神。
So let's jump into it. I'll read in English. If you don't understand what I'm reading in English, you can read in Chinese, but we'll just do reading in English, and they can follow on the screen.
好，那接下来我们要来把哥林多后书第十章一到十节来读过去一次。那牧师会用英文来读，那弟兄姐妹可以看可以看手机或者是看荧幕上的经文，然后可以读中文的部，可以看中文的部分。
So let's read together, in God's word. By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold towards you when I am away, I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete.
刚刚经文是在一到七节的部分。
And so we see here, Paul's addressing the church. They were saying to him, you're two-faced. You act one way when you're present with us, and another way when you're away from us.
那保罗这里写信在回应这些教会，就是教会一些人对他的指控，说他是表里不一的。当他跟他们同在的时候，说话是一个样子，但当他写信给他们的时候，当保罗写信给他们的时候，又是另外一个样子。
So Paul says to them, I'm the same way when I'm present with you, and I'm the same way when I'm not present with you. I'm the same way on paper as I am in person.
那保罗跟他们说，我不管在哪里，我不管跟你们同在与否，我都是一样的，我都是不变的。那我在我的书信里跟我在与你们同在的时候也是一样的。
And I often get so baffled because the Apostle Paul was one of the most intellectual people of his time.
那保罗其实大家要知道，他在当时是最有受过、最有学问，然后是最有装备的。
And I think even today he would put a lot of philosophers and people to shame.
那即便在现今的世代，如果他来跟就是这些哲学家来比较的话，他也是绝对可以来胜过他们的。
After he received salvation from God, from Christ, and became a changed person, he counted all of his worldly knowledge as rubbish compared to that of God.
那当保罗接受了耶稣的救恩，然后从神那里领受从神而来的智慧之后，他把这些属世上所学习到、所得到那些学问，他全部都视为粪土。
And yet the people thought that he wasn't wise. These people were trying to convince the church that Paul wasn't necessarily teaching things correctly, that Paul was not as wise as they made him out to be.
但是在当时哥林多教会里面这些作乱的人，他们视保罗为愚拙的，他也告诉这些教会的人说，保罗并没有大家想象中那么聪明，他的教导并不是真正好的教导。
And so this isn't Paul's little reprimand, let's correct this church, let's discipline them. No, he's so concerned about their love and unity for each other that he wants, he's led by God and desires to write this letter to the church of Corinth.
那保罗当时并不是因为被攻击所以要来反击，他的出发点是因为他爱这个教会，他希望这个教会能够真正认识神，能够看到的是真正从神而来的真理。
They were blaming him and saying that he was living by the standards of the world.
那当时那些教会的人甚至说保罗是属血气的。
But if we really see Paul's ministry throughout history, it was an amazing thing that God did through him and the people that worked with him, right?
那如果但是大家都知道保罗的生平，大家都知道他是依靠神，神使用他，然后在当时做了很多神迹奇事。
So he tells them, we don't fight with worldly weapons.
所以保罗说他并不是用属血气的方式来征战。
But they fight by the might of God.
然后他们是依靠神的大能来征战。
They're able to demolish strongholds.
保罗他们可以攻破坚固的营垒。
Did you know that by God, if there's any stronghold or struggle in your life, it can be defeated through His power?
弟兄姐妹知道吗？当我们生命中有任何的挣扎，有任何的这些缠累，我们是可以依靠神来攻破这些的。
And so I love the part where he says, taking every thought captive. I'm sure in his heart, he may have been feeling a little let down and weary.
所以牧师特别在这里特别喜欢，也特别重视这一句说，将人所有的心意夺回，使他们都顺服基督。那牧师想觉得当时保罗可能心里会有一点点他心里可能会觉得有点疲乏，因为哥林多教会不断的就是有问题。
And taking those thought captive to make it obedient to Christ.
所以他鼓励他们要把所有的心意夺回，然后要来顺服基督。
For instance, is that helpful to think that or do that or say that? For instance, is that helpful to think that, say that, do that?
所以举个例子来说，我们可以在我们做一件事情前，我们可以想一下，我们要当我们这样做、这样说、这样想的时候，是真的好的吗？或是真的有帮助人的吗
？So I want to remind us that there can be so many things that we can depend on this earth, but in comparison to God, it's nothing compared to God.
这里再次提醒大家，很多时候我们觉得这世上有很多我们可以来依靠的，我们可以想要所依靠的手段或是方式，但是。跟神比起来，没有一个是可靠的。
So whether it's talking about the knowledge or wisdom that we can find on this earth, or how we treat each other, Paul says, take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ.
就像我们在世上，我们所想到各种方法、各种智慧、知识也好，这些都没有办法跟神相比。所以我们要把我们的心意夺回，让我们一起来顺服基督。
So he's encouraging them, be careful how you think of each other. Do you think you're smarter than someone else?
所以我们要鼓励牧师鼓励我们自己，我们要有谨慎小心，我们如何来看自己与人的关系？我们是否觉得自己比别人聪明
？When we go back to the way of thinking with my kids in the car, are we smarter than God? Absolutely not.
然后就带回到牧师跟他的小孩在车子里面对话的内容，我们有比神来聪明吗？绝对没有。
Do you think you do things best? Well, compared to God, absolutely not.
你会觉得我们会觉得我们自己做事情是最好的吗？我们做的比别人都好吗？与神相比，断乎不是。
If anything, God has shown us.
如果神他在这里有教导我们什么，要来教导我们什么事情
？It's that He's humble.
就是要让我们看到他是谦卑的。
He humbled himself, and I'm not talking about weak.I'm talking about putting others before himself. He humbled himself and came down here to us.
我们这里提到的谦卑柔和，并不是指他很软弱，而是他把别人放在，他想到我们，把我们放在前面，他愿意降卑来到世上。
I'm always baffled by that because in the world we want to elevate ourselves.
那很多时候我们会觉得，一个来到世上的人就没什么了不起。应该说，这个想法把人摆在我们的前面，这个想法没什么了不起。这个世界总是在教我们要把自己高举。
We want to be better. We want to be smarter.
我们想要更好，我们想要更聪明。
But God shows us, sure, in that pursuit, there's nothing wrong with gaining wisdom and knowledge. But if that puffs us up, makes us proud, that's absolutely what He does not want us to do.
其实追求知识、追求智慧并没有什么不好，但是如果那样做让我们变得骄傲，那就不是神想要我们所来得到的。
And I just love seeing the life of Christ and how He was so humble, He was so obedient to what He was here for. And he could have shown Satan when he tempted him that, bam, I can do anything I want to.
那这时候就让我们想到耶稣的例子，他来到这世上，他总是温柔谦卑，他总而且他是顺服父神，要他在世上所在完成的使命。他大可在撒旦魔鬼撒旦试探他的时候来展示他的大能，可是他并没有。
He showed us that love and humility are what brings things into true perspective.
他向我们显示，这样唯有谦卑柔和以及爱，可以帮助我们来正确的看待一切的人事物。
So when we look at that verse that we had for scripture reading, let us not grow weary in doing good.
所以当我们 回顾经文，在加拉太书六章九到十节，我们行善不可丧志。
I'm sure Paul felt a little weary because the people he was serving were turning against him.
那所以他相信保罗也许会被有点觉得沮丧，因为当时的人被策动要来反对他。
So in the letter God led him to write to the church in Galatia, he's writing this, Do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Verse 9.
所以神让他透过书信，然后来鼓励加拉太教会，我们行善不可丧志，不可灰心，到了时候就要收成。
So it's not easy sometimes receiving backlash, pushback from people who you care about.
所以有时候当我们收到别人对我们可能有一些不好的回馈 反应的时候，我们可能会觉得很丧志。
Because I know you can see Paul's love, you can see Paul's care for that church.
在这边我们可以看到保罗对当时那个教会的爱，对他对那个教会有多关心。
I'm sure there could have been better ways that that church could have voiced these opinions and things against Paul, but we can see through how Paul, his response, that they continued to do it in a sinful manner.
那当时也就算那个哥林多教会对保罗有一些反应或是疑问或是回馈，他们应该有更好的方式来表达，但是透过保罗书信里面所提到他的反应可以推测当时教会是用不是很好的方式来反应他。
We can also see in Christ that he received something similar.
那同时我们也可以在基督的身上看到类似的事情。
That he received some backlash against him when he was performing miracles.
当耶稣在世上行神迹奇事的时候，有时候也会反而会引起不好的反对。
In Mark chapter 3, 22-25, we see this situation happening with Jesus.
在马可福音三章二十二到二十五节，我们看到发生在耶稣身上的事情。
So I'll read in English.
牧师会用英文来念。
And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, He is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons, he is driving out demons. So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
经文打在投影幕上。
Jesus was accused in his miracles and healings that he was doing this out of the power of Satan. Seriously.
那当耶稣在行神迹奇事，在帮助被鬼附的人赶鬼的时候，反而被指控 说他是用鬼王来赶鬼。
And so he's like, well, why would, if I'm of Satan, why would I try to cast out Satan?
所以耶稣说，如果我是撒旦，那我为什么要赶出魔鬼？
Jesus is teaching them here about motives and unity.
所以耶稣在这边教导他们是关于动机以及合一。
Even though what he's saying to them is a defense of his motives and an ambition for healing and doing these miracles, there's a great lesson to be learned in what he's saying to these Pharisees and Sadducees, these leaders of Israel.
所以虽然他在这边是因为出于爱他来医治就是被这些被鬼附的人，但同时透过这个过程，通过他的回应，我们可以学到关于动机以及就是合一，然后看到他如何对这个当时的法利赛人及祭司他们的教导。
As Christians, we must not be divided.
身为基督徒，我们不应该有分裂。
But we must push forward together in Christ.
那我们应该依靠在基督里，依靠神，我们来攻破一切的困难。
The big thing we see Paul working on with this church is faithfulness to God and faithfulness to each other.
那我们在保罗身上可以学到功课，就是我们要完全的信靠神，也要完全的就是信靠神，然后彼此也是彼此信靠。
And just like in that church of Corinth back then, with the false teaching going on, that false teaching can come today as well to the church.
就像当时在当时的哥林多教会会有一些错误的教导或者假教师的教导，在今天的教会，我们也同样会有可能会有假的教导。
2 Timothy 4:3-4, I'm not going to read it for time's sake. It talks about a time is coming when people will believe whatever their itching ears want to believe and will surround themselves with people that will teach them what they want to hear.
在提摩太后书二章。第四章，提摩太后书四章，然后在三到四节那边有提到，人其实会倾向听他们喜欢自己想要听的事情。
We must be careful today.
所以我们要因此特别小心。
And so Paul continues to talk and speak to the church at Corinth.
那保罗在这边继续来向哥林多的教会来讲话。
Gives them a reminder that God has to be the one in the spotlight, not me, not you, but Him.
他提醒他们，并不是要高举你或我任何一个人，我们要来唯一的就是要高举神，定睛仰望神。
There needs to be unity in God's house.
并且在神的家中要合一。
So he goes on to say in verse 7.
在哥林多后书二章十节的第七哥林多后书十章第七节里面提到
You are judging by appearances. If anyone is confident that they belong to Christ, they should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as they do. So even if I boast somewhat freely about the authority of the Lord that the Lord gave us for building you up rather than tearing you down, I will not be ashamed of it.I do not want to seem to be trying to frighten you with my letters. For some say his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive and his speaking amounts to nothing. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters, when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present.
经文是从第七到第十七节。
You hear his heart there. Paul,A well, extremely well-educated person being mocked by the church. Not that we should look at his worldly achievements, but they're saying that he basically is not wise. If you look down there at the bottom, it says his speaking amounts to nothing.
那在这边哥林多教会的人是那些兴风作浪的人是把保罗看得很低，讲得很低。虽然保罗在当时是 很有教育的，然后并不是说我们就是要来看这些属世的这些教育，但是就是看到在当时教会的人来贬低保罗，甚至认为他是没有智慧的。
So you can see the battle going on here. I'm sure Paul's just like, what is happening?
所以这征战持续当中，然后我们可以看到保罗也许会在想到底发生了什么事情。
Why was this attacking coming?
那这个攻击到底是从何而来？为何会有这样的攻击
？Unimpressive and speaking amounting to nothing. Can I ask you this? What? Oh, speaking amounting to nothing and unimpressiveness. Can I ask you this?
Okay. 这边提到说，就是他们在说保罗是很就是很没有成就，或者很说话没有内容的。然后牧师有个问题要问大家。哦、对不起，其貌不扬。Sorry， 这里提到其貌不扬，然后言语粗俗，然后牧师有问题要问大家。
I'm making it difficult for merch today. If God's word is opened and we are reading it together, are we expecting a performance on stage or God's word to be elevated?
那如果神的话语是打开在我们面前，我们一起来读，那我们是在期待讲台上会有什么事情发生，还是我们应该要来高举神的话语？
Because I often hear in Paul's letters, he's often saying, talking about, it's not about my eloquent speech, it's not about the words that I say, it's about God's words.
因为保罗常常提到说，并不是我说了什么很重，并不是我怎么说，而是我们要来看到这是神的话语什么样子。
And the hard part was the people at the church had their own sin going on.
但最难就是在当时在那个教会有他们自己的一些想法。
And it was blinding them from hearing the truth and receiving that truth.
那当时的那些教导是让他们变得盲目一般的，没办法看到真理，神的真理。
He says to them, okay, so if any of you are confident that you are in Christ,Shouldn't you be looking at me the same way that I am in Christ? Paul is pleading with them. You think you're in Christ? Know that I am also in Christ. The same Jesus that is in you is also in me.
那保罗当时就质问他们，如果你们自信是属基督的，那你们不是也应该看我是属基督的吗？
There needs to be unity in the house of God.
在神的家中一定要合一。
There needs to be unity in the church of God.
在神的教会当中一定要合一。
And we cannot unite behind some common interests. We cannot unite because we have the same hobbies or play sports together or in the same field, same career.
我们能够合一，我们能够合一，并不是因为我们有同样的兴趣嗜好，或者是因为我们有同样的职业。
The thing that unites a brother and sister in Christ is Jesus himself.
那让保罗或是任何使徒他们能够合一的，并不是世上这一切事情，而是基督他本身，基督他自己。
Instead of worshiping my intellect, my smarts, my abilities, we worship the one who does everything perfectly.
那我们不应该是来崇拜一个人的他的智慧或是他的言语。
I believe that church was operating in the flesh.
牧师相信当时的哥林多教会是凭血气来运行。
But we are called to operate in the Spirit.
但是我们应该是要依靠圣灵来运行。
So many times I've seen Christians around the world.Acting and behaving in a way that they are better than others.
很多时候我们看到在世上就是有些基督徒他们觉得他们的行为就好像他们比其他的人都还优秀。
Thinking that they know it all.
认为他们知道所有的事情。
And not seeing themselves as a person just like the next.
他们甚至不觉得自己就像别的人一样。
I'm not saying that you're not special.
我并不是要说在座的每一位好像都很不优秀，不特别。
Because we all are special in the eyes of God.
因为我们每一个人在神的眼中都很特别。
And He has created us for specific purposes.
而且他创造我们每一位都有特别的原因。
But when we start to think that we are it, we have arrived, we've got a problem.
但是当我们觉得自己就是那，我自己很重要。的时候就有问题了。
James chapter 4:10 reminds us.
在雅各书四章十节这里提到了。
Humble yourselves before the Lord and He will lift you up.
务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Here's a quote from a pastor, a well-known theologian.And philosopher Martin Debon, if I said his name right.
那这边有一句话是一个牧师或者一个牧师他所提的。
Humility is something we should constantly pray for. yet never thank God that we have.
谦卑 是我们需要每天来、祈求，要常常来祈求的，但是不能
But never thank God that we have.
但是不要感谢神，我们已经得到了。
We cannot boast in ourselves.
总之就是在说，我们不能指着自己夸口。
So he finishes off chapter 10 saying this to the people.
所以在哥林说 后书十章里面最后第 第十节 来提到
We do not dare classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves,They are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the sphere of service God Himself has assigned to us, a sphere that also includes you. We are not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you. For we did not get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others.Our hope is that, as your faith continues to grow, our sphere of activity among you will greatly expand, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we do not want to boast about work already done in someone else's territory, but let the one who boasts boast in the Lord, for it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends.
总结经文是在第十二节到第十八节。
We have to be careful.
我们要非常的谨慎。
We can't look to ourselves for our goodness. We can't look to those around the world and compare their goodness to our goodness.
我们不能只是在就是看自己的好，然后再跟这个世界在比较。
Because our goodness is measured by the standard of God, not the standard of men.
我们的好不是凭人的这个标准来得到的，我们的做的如何是标准是在神那里。
Because I can definitely find many situations that around the globe I might hold that as something that is wrong, but someone on the other side of the globe might hold that as something that is good.
因为有些事情可能在某一个地方。是被视为好的，但是当你到了完全不同的一个地方，可能就被视为不好的。
So the thing that unites us is not me, it is not you, it is Jesus.
所以让我们能够合一的，并不是你或是我，而是耶稣。
And this church that Paul is talking to had so many issues.
但保罗现在正在对着说话的这个教会，他们有很多的问题。
And Paul, out of love, was giving them God's word and truth, and he was receiving pushback from the church.
那保罗基于爱把神的真理教导给他们，可是他受到很多不好的反对。
God is in the spotlight.
神才是应该是我们的焦点。
We need to have unity in God's house.
我们必须要在神的家中有合一。
And we can only boast in the Lord and not in ourselves.
我们不能指着自己夸口，我们应该只能指着主夸口。
And this is what Paul was teaching the church.
这个是保罗在教导教会的。
The last passage I want to read to us today comes from 1 Timothy.
在这边有一段经文是从提摩太前书出来的，我想跟大家分享。
A co-worker of Paul's.
提摩太是保罗的一个同工。
Someone that Timothy himself looked up to Paul as like a spiritual father.
那提摩太视保罗如属灵的父亲。
And so it's written to him, and it says this.
所以保罗写信给他这样提到。
But you, man of God, flee from all of this and pursue righteousness.Godliness, faith, and endurance.
经文打在同一幕上。
And gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you were made, when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the sight of God who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus who will testify before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in an unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen.
经文是从提摩太前书六章十一到十六节。
So we started out today being reminded, don't be weary in doing good.
所以今天我们被提醒到，当我们来行善的时候，我们不要丧志。
Do not give up on what God has called you to do.
也不要放弃，就是神要你所来做的事情。
Remember that God is the spotlight, and if He is always the spotlight, no matter what happens around you, you will be able to stand firm.
神是焦点，是唯一的焦点。只要神是你的中心焦点，不论你做什么，都不会丧志。
And the only way we can move forward as a church, as God's people, is to be in unity.
那唯一条可以让我们教会可以往前行的，就是我们教会的合一。
And we can boast about everything God is doing.
另外，我们可以指着主夸口，夸口一切神的大能，他所行的一切事情。
So as we continue through the book of 2 Corinthians, what great lessons we can take from it.
所以，当我们之后继续来看哥林多后书的时候，我们要来看有什么功课是我们可以学到的。
And I want to thank you so much for being an awesome church family to be belong to.
我要在这边谢谢大家，是一个真的很棒的一个教会的大家庭。
Can we work together at this?
我们可不可以一起来同工？
Can we work together at this so that way we can reach the world together even more, even greater?
我们可不可以大家一起来同工？我们一起可以来接触到或是把福音传给这世界。
I want to encourage you to be in God's Word.
我要鼓励大家要来读神的话语。
I want to encourage you to study it.
鼓励大家要活出神的话语，要来学习神的话语。
But not just to give you more knowledge, I want you to study it with God in mind and acknowledging His presence in the process of reading His Word.
那我们并不只是来增加我们的知识，而是要能够来就是活出他的话语，然后是知道神是存在的，然后知道这个话语是来是活的，是可以帮助我们的。
Without that understanding of God's presence when we read His Word, we can make reading the Bible so dreary.
如果我们不相信神存在，不相信神与我们同在，那其实只是来单单的读经文、读文字是很疲劳的。
But when we're reading God's Word, knowing that He's there, expecting Him to teach us and speak to us through it, it becomes alive in us.
那当我们确信知道神是活着，也知道当我们在读他的话语的时候，他是与我们同在的，就可以帮助我们可以来活出来。
Can you spend time praying?
你愿意来花时间祷告吗
？Faithfully.
忠心的来祷告。
Not just when you remember that one time in the week, or you know a specific time before meals, but let's really pray.
那不是只是偶尔一周当中你突然想到要祷告。也不是只是在饭前固定要来祷告。
Because just like you see here in the Church of Corinth, Satan is going to do his best to try to stop what God is doing here.
就像在哥林多，我们看到这个例子，哥林多教会里面，魔鬼撒旦试图要来在这边搅扰，破坏神的工作。
Let's do that together.
我们一起来在神里面合一。
Can we do that?
我们可以一起吗？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Jesus, you are the truest version and example of love.
主耶稣，你是最真实的，爱的例子。
You are the most powerful.
你是大有能力的。
You are the most knowledgeable.
你是最有智慧的。
So God is your church.
所以神，请你来使用我们的教会。
Would you help us to understand what your word was speaking about today?
求你帮助我们来了解今天你对我们要说的话。
Would you help us, God, to put you in the spotlight and remove ourselves from it?
求主帮助我们把你放在焦点，把我们自我移除。
Would you help us to remove any other thing that we hold more valuable than you?
你帮助我们把任何我们把看得比你还重的东西都拿去。
In unity, God, we should exist as a church.
主，我们在里面，我们要成为合一的教会。
We should exist in unity with other churches around the globe.
我们应该与众教会合一。
But God, if we are not true to your word, that's why there's divisions.
主，如果我们没有来持定你的真理，我们就会有分裂。
Jesus, you said a house divided against itself will not stand.
主，你说就是家或国当中，如果有彼此相争，就没办法站立。
So Jesus, we pray for your unity among us.
主，我们就祈求有你的合一在我们当中。
We pray for your unity among the Christians all over the world.
我们祈求你的合一在全所有跟随基督的人当中。
Because God, this world is wicked.
因为这世界是走向灭亡的。
We know because we live in it, and we are sinners saved by grace.
我们知道是因为我们就住在这世界当中，而我们因为你的恩典来得救。
Please, God, help us to unite under you.
神，求你帮助我们，在你之下，我们可以来合一。
Because we can only boast in your goodness, your greatness, your power, your abilities, God.
因为主，我们只能指着你来夸口，因着你的大能，因着你的全能，因为你的真实，因为你的真理。
Would you protect our church?
求你保护我们的教会。
Thank you for the love that we have here.
谢谢你在我们当中有你从你而来的爱。
And God, there's always improvement in my life, and there's always improvement among us.
主，在我们的生命总是有可以进步的地方，在我们的教会当中也有需要进步的地方。
And I thank you, God, that you've placed so many people in our church who love you and love our church and love the world around them.
主，谢谢你在这个教会当中，你让有很多爱你、爱教会、爱这个世界的人存在。
Help us to make an impact in our community, God, for you.
帮助我们能够在我们的社区，在我们所居住的地方有带来影响。
Help us as individuals not to be afraid to speak up about your truth.
帮助每一个人，在分享你的真理的时候，我们是勇敢无惧的。
Help us to be in your word, to in conversation with you, God, to grow deeper and closer to you.
帮助我们与你的关系可以因着跟你能够有建立关系，能够更深厚。
We thank you that you give us a relationship and not just a system of laws.
谢谢你赐给我们的是彼此的关系，与你的关系，而不是只是一套系统。
Because your ways are so good.
因为你的道路是最美好的。
We thank you that we can have a relationship with you, and that together we can experience you as a church.
谢谢你让我们可以与你建立关系，也谢谢你让我们可以一起是成为你的教会。
Pray for anyone here who doesn't know you, Jesus.
我也为在这边还不认识你的人来向你祈求。
God, that they would give their lives to you, that they would see that we all are sinners.
神，求你帮助他们看到我们每一个人都是罪人，让他们愿意把生命交给你。
There is no one that is good enough, no, not one.
在这世上没有一个人是足够好的，足够好到可以来得胜、得救的。
Would you speak to them, God?
主，你来对每一个人还不认识你的人说话。
Help them to understand why you came 2,000 years ago to Jerusalem to die on that cross.
你帮助不认识你的人能够知道。你为什么在2000多年前要来到世上，来到耶路撒冷，死在十字架上
？And why your resurrection was so crucial？
为什么你的复活是如此的重要？
Because we can be forgiven and have new life again.
我们因此可以被原谅，我们因此可以得到那新的生命。
So we thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice for us all.
我们主耶稣，我们感谢你为我们的牺牲。
We pray this in your name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.